This is Sergeant Bowman again. I got a question for you. You listening to me? You ever meet someone, or met someone? Guess that's proper. Met someone who seemed to be running from themselves. Have you ever known anyone that was successful getting away from themselves? You know, I used to think that you can't escape from your troubles because your troubles will follow you. And when you a cavalryman, you kind of figure out you better just go right in front of your trouble and just face it right down, because you're a soldier. You don't back away. You just go right up to it and say, well, what problem you got with me? So you can't run away from anything that's bothering you, because it'll sneak up behind it in the dark, grab hold of you, and then you're in trouble for real then, especially on horseback. I particularly like riding hard sometime when the terrain will allow and my horse feel good about it too. There's nothing more liberating than riding hard at a canter, especially if the place you're cantering through looks and feels like heaven. I'm talking about Yosemite. And it seems kind of strange when you are doing it at the time, because the wind is trying to blow my hat off. The wind is against your face, and there's all that dust being kicked up and kind of pepper in your face. And you're thinking, why should anyone be moving so quickly through something so beautiful? Beautiful places are saying, slow, slow down. I look too good for you to be riding this hard through me. Slow down so you can take me all in. It should be against the law to move too fast in Yosemite, in Sequoia, in the Sierra Nevada. But sometimes it's like drinking alcohol too fast, drinking whiskey too fast. There's this burn in your throat. There's this fire in your gut, and it gets in your eyes and in your mind. And at the time, it feel all right. It feel all right. I'm not saying do it. I'm just telling you what it feels like. It feels like cantering on your horse in Yosemite, and your horse's nostrils are flaring wide to drink the wind, and its heart is beating hard, and the sound, that sound of every hoof hitting the ground, hitting it again and again, and you leaning forward, and you're just relaxed, not tight at all. You're just relaxed, like you're almost sleeping on that horse, hands gripping those reins, but you're loose inside and you're just moving with the horse, and your body and the body of the horse become one. You and the horse are the same thing, tasting the wind. What's wrong with that? Nothing at all. And sometimes I feel when I'm cantering on my horse that all those problems I had in South Carolina, all those problems I had being a boy in South Carolina, all those problems are in the dust being kicked up by the hooves of my horse. And they far, far back yelling at me, calling to me, telling me to stop, telling me to slow down. But I'm gaining the distance, getting away, getting clear of all those troubles. Wouldn't you want to get clear of all your troubles? All you got to do is get a fast horse and ride it hard through paradise, and all those troubles, all that darkness falls away. All those shadows are just too tired to climb up this high in these mountains, and you free. Because that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being free, and that's what it feels like to ride a horse hard. In Yosemite, you're free. The horses, and you are, and the wind itself. Nothing is bound to anything else. Everything around you is just flying.